The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is one of the strangest things I've heard in some time. And if it is true, it raises, I don't know what would be darker than a red flag, but it raises a lot more than just red flags.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not sure how much of this is accurate.
I don't know a whole lot of the details.
If this is rumor, if this is speculation, but Omar, I don't think you're aware of this at all yet.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I want your honest, real-time reaction, and I will ask the same from anyone who is listening right now. Jake, the nerd, met somebody on this radio show less than 1 week ago.
No, actually, 1 week ago.
1 week ago, exactly.
Are you celebrating your one-week anniversary?
It's, 1 week ago today, we did a little radio Tinder. He swiped around. He met a girl named Tina. He took her to a concert. They ended up having sex that night.
Twice
in one night. And since then, have you seen each other every day since, or?
No, not every day.
But a lot of the days.
Yeah, a lot of the days.
So that's kind of the fun part of the new relationship. And everyone knows that feeling, that first week of like, we're getting along and we're banging and everything's great. And then this happened. So go ahead, Jake, because if this is true, I think you got to run fast, man.
Well, yeah, it was a little concerning, but I think because she has a lot of them, it's not that big of a deal, but she got a tattoo for
me. It's genital warts. She's got a lot of them already, but what's one more?
Say that again, wait, Jake. She got a tattoo for you.
Yes, she has a lot of tattoos already, and she's like, oh, I want to get a tattoo, you know, for you or to remember you, whatever.
To remember you?
What is it,
you?
A Magic the Gathering card or something? What is it?
No, it's a...
Is it a tool tattoo?
That'd be pretty cool.
The hymen?
Is it your breasts? Oh, because people, you know, get really big boobs on their biceps and stuff sometimes.
Jake, just a tattoo of diarrhea?
Jake, before, you guys keep guessing.
Before you go
it's
into...
a lot of, like, you know, underarm sweat that she got tatted on herself.
Before you get into it, like one of the prisoners, there's the teardrop by their eyes. Yeah. Just a bunch of drops by her armpit for Jake. Jake, before you get into what she is... Wait, she got it or she's contemplating getting it?
No, she got it.
Oh,
she sent me a picture and everything.
Let me get this straight. Yeah. This is a person that you did not know existed 1 week ago. She didn't know you existed. Well, she listened to the show, so you know she knew you were there, but whatever. And now, a week, not even a week, because technically you say today's your 1 week anniversary. You didn't even meet her till way later in the show, so it's not even really a week yet. She has already gotten a tattoo inspired by you on her body.
Yes.
And you don't think that is... that is alarming?
Terrifying and hugely problematic?
A little bit, but like I said, she has a lot already, so it's not a big deal for her. So if it's not a big deal for her, then it's not a big deal.
Well, no. That's not the issue. The issue is that she got something of that magnitude, that commitment for you. She said, this is for you, like a tribute or something? Like,
yeah.
What, it was a verbiage she said to you.
Yeah, like a tribute. And let me pick what it was.
She told
you. Head for the hills, man.
She told you before she did it, she was going to, or she just popped up and said, hey, Look at this. This is inspired by you.
Wow. No, yeah, she like
you like it. You like it. Say you like it.
Say you like it. It's forever.
What do you mean you don't like it? I made it for you.
No, she let me pick an idea and then she went and did it. Well, she went and did it while she was getting another tattoo she already had planned.
Okay, so she seems like somebody who's tatted up regularly. She was getting a new tattoo. She thought, hey, wouldn't it be badass if I texted this guy I'm dating and said, pick a genre, pick something. I'm going to get another one of your choosing.
It's very small. It's like the size of a dime.
Huh.
So she's sitting there. She calls you up. And she says, you inspired me.
No,
I'm going to tattoo a brown spotted diarrhea
this
on me.
This is getting a little... getting some fecal.
Should be bigger than a dime.
Right, right fecal.
Before you tell us what it is, were you honored by that? I mean, that's a big... I think that's the kind of thing that in this particular case seems... premature, but in general, if someone does, and maybe it doesn't mean anything anymore. There was a time when it used to mean something. If someone was going to tattoo your initials on them,
that's true.
That felt like that was a significant way.
I feel like initials would be more significant than what this is.
But is this really inspired by you, or is she kind of?
I came up with the idea.
Oh boy!
Oh yikes! Is it Enter the Maze tattoo version?
It's gonna be real. It's like a Squirtle or something like that, or one of those dumb.
Squirtle's Pokemon, man.
Whatever.
Squirtle.
I was still talking about the poop stuff when I said Squirtle. What is it, Jake?
It is a small purple spiral.
What?
And what does that even mean? And what does that mean, Jake?
Well, purple's my favorite color, and spirals are cool. It's kind of akin to the Fibonacci sequence. And, you know, there's a famous lyric called Spiral Out.
You gotta get your car drive.
Oh, so
it's kind of like psychedelic adjacent. It's cool.
Remember, like Tool people, they talk to each other and then they're like spiral out.
Oh yeah,
remember?
That's right.
So
no,
Jake,
I don't
you don't. You tuned out all of this.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I spiraled.
Come on, man.
I spiraled
that's what
right
Matt
out.
Said to Jake.
I spiraled right out of that conversation.
No. So you're basically forcing you got her into doing a Tool tattoo. Essentially,
it's not a Tool tattoo. It's just a purple spiral.
But inspired by you.
Yes.
And now when she sees that, where on her body did she get that?
On her neck.
Whoa, neck?
Oh, my God, dude.
She already has a neck tattoo.
Yeah, no, I get it, but...
Doesn't matter.
That is
the most vulnerable part of the body to get a tattoo.
And it's also one of the hardest ones to hide unless she's, you know, like one of those comedians from the 80s that wears a necktie to work or something.
And especially, Jake, now when you have sex with her, you're going to have a very clear shot of that tattoo.
That's cool.
While you're having sex. And you're going to, and you're going to be like, okay.
That's right, Omar. Thank
you. You're going to be like, is this weird? Is this weird that I'm having sex with this person?
I want to ask Jake how that made you feel because, you know, I mean, you're the one in a relationship. Everybody is different in relationships. How did that make you feel?
At first, I was like, wow, that's a commitment. And then she, like I said, she has a lot of them. I don't think it's a big deal for her. It'd be a way bigger deal for me if I did that. But it made me feel kind of flattered in a way.
Are a lot of the exes just the other tattoos?
That's a good question. I didn't ask.
You pick.
And she's just covered head to toe, like it's Pete Davidson.
Giant collage of former guys. I mean, you should
look at spirals on there.
You're just the only one who chose a spiral.
She picked that because Jake.
Everybody else chose like badass tattoos. Yeah. Yeah. And then Jake's is like a little spiral.
A little spiral.
909 says.
Cool.
She picked that because Jake is her downward spiral.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's
or nice. Vice versa. Who's spiraling who?
All right. Well, congratulations.
Now you got to return the favor, Jake.
Yeah. No, I don't.
You got to do a full back piece, bro. Full back piece.
All right. Squirtle for her it is.
We will continue with the show next on K-Rock.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.